Scientists in Zambia have combined both high and low-tech methods for tracking down malaria infection in people who are not yet ill. At the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene annual conference in Philadelphia, Gillian Stressman told me more about how they're putting in place tools which should eventually help to eliminate malaria.
One thing that we're doing is focusing on asymptomatic populations, because these are people that have the parasite, that are carrying it, and that can still transmit it, but they don't know to be treated. So this is going to be a real problem when we get to the elimination context, because we may be missing reservoirs of the parasite, which can then perpetuate transmission down the road. So what we're doing is using symptomatic cases during a season where transmission is very, very low, using a system of cell phone communication with health facilities in the area to target where, all of a sudden flag us when there's cases that come up, then we follow them up to where they live and then test the people they stay with as a way to target potential reservoirs of asymptomatic infection.
And this has all happened in Zambia, and rivers are very important.
Yes, they are. So in year one, we found that there was really great results where we were finding this method was actually working and able to target these reservoirs of asymptomatic infection. And in year two, we found another interesting finding that the distance to rivers kind of modifies that association a little bit. So that if you're close to a river, you're probably just in a reservoir anyway. But this targeted method of actually finding symptomatic cases of indicators of reservoirs works if you're further away from a river.
Right. Now, what is the magic you've been doing? Because you've been using molecular techniques, something called PCR, but what are the ways you can detect asymptomatic patients?
We've been using PCR and looking at for DNA of the parasites, but we're also using rapid diagnostic tests, which is a really easy tool that you can use in the field, which makes it very practical so that local malaria control programs and officials can actually use this, because we all know these molecular methods are not easy, they're expensive, and they take a lot of time. So these rapid tests, you go into the field, you test somebody on the spot, and you have their results within 20 minutes. And then you can treat people if they're positive. And they are not perfect, but they will detect asymptomatic infections.
Now, from the study in Zambia, what have you learned that could be a practical help when you're trying to eliminate malaria in any situation where it's already fairly low?
We're hoping that we can keep working on this and really prove and solidify this, but we can find that if you have malaria in the season that it's very, very low transmission, that you may be an indicator. So that means that health facilities could then just follow up and use the same method, go to their compound, and either just do a screen everybody and offer treatment to those positive, or we haven't studied this yet, but even just treating everybody, assuming that they're positive, is an option.
Where do the rivers come into this?
Well, the rivers, like I said, it could be a really easy way to target. So we've shown that through this study and then another one that was done earlier this year, that if you live within, let's say, either 1 kilometer or 3 kilometers of certain sizes of rivers, you may be an asymptomatic carrier. You're more likely to be an asymptomatic carrier. So this could, again, turn into a very practical strategy where national malaria control programs could go in, screen and treat everybody by a river, and then those living outside the river, you can do this more focal screening and treatment using these index cases.
So from your research in Zambia, do you think that it's likely that by using these different techniques for detecting people who have malaria but aren't showing symptoms will actually help you to eliminate the disease?
Yes, that's the easy answer. I think it is possible. I think it will take time, and it's not going to be an easy fix, because what we don't know yet is how much of this reservoir, how many of these people do we have to find to start seeing a decline, and will this decline be sustainable? So there's still a lot of work to be done, but so far things look good.
Gillian Stressman of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine talking with me at the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene Conference in Philadelphia. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.